This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Indirect talks among the warring factions in Yemen aimed at ending 4 years of war are to get underway Thursday at a castle outside Stockholm. UN envoy Martin Griffiths will reportedly shuttle between the Houthi rebel delegation and representatives of the Saudi-backed government. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said these are not truly peace negotiations.
This is basically intended to, quote-unquote, build some degree of confidence between the two opposing parties so they can go back and talk to their supporters and work out something which may allow for some compromise down the road.
He said both sides are under pressure to end the conflict, with the Houthis coping with internal dissension, while the Saudis are under growing international pressure to end a conflict that appears to have no military solution. These are the first talks since 2016 and take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis. Geert Kapelaar is the UN Children's Agency Regional Director.
On behalf of UNICEF, but more importantly, on behalf of every single of the 15 million children in Yemen, there is only one message to those who are gathering today in Sweden. That is the message of peace. For this brutal war, the brutal war on children raging throughout the country for too long, for that war to stop now.
Griffiths hopes initial steps will be taken to reopen Sana'a Airport, complete a prisoner swap, and reach a truce in the port city of Hodeida. The first UN-backed discussions on the future of Western Sahara since 2012 opened Wednesday in Geneva. The Moroccan government and representatives of the Polisario Front, which fought a war over the former Portuguese territory until a 1991 ceasefire, are taking part in 2 days of talks along with officials from Algeria and Mauritania. The talks are being chaired by former German president and UN envoy Horst Kohler. This is VOA News. The French government says it's abandoning plans to hike fuel prices entirely following weeks of sometimes violent protests.
Si l'État doit rester fort et ferme.
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe told the National Assembly the state, to remain strong and stable, must guarantee public order. He said no tax is worth putting the nation's unity at risk. The government backtracked from a plan to suspend the fuel price increase for 6 months. It's also planning to delay a rise in minimum food prices, prompting a farmers' union to warn of possible street action. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said Moscow would be forced to respond if the U.S. pulls out of an arms control treaty. He said the American side has now decided the situation on previous restrictions has changed. He said our side's response is simple. We will do the same. Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Moscow it had 60 days to end violations of the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, or a 6-month withdrawal period would begin for the U.S. The American people said goodbye Wednesday to the late former President George H.W. Bush with a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral. Among those offering eulogies, the 41st president, his son George W. Bush, the 43rd chief executive.
When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor.
His father, who died Friday at age 94, will be buried at his presidential library in Texas. The foreign ministers of the NATO alliance meeting in Brussels have affirmed support for the 17-year conflict in Afghanistan despite mounting casualties and a lack of peace talks. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg counseled resolve.
As we now try to move forward towards a real peace process, we have seen from other conflicts that sometimes there is an uptick, an increase in violence because the different parties try in a way to gain the best possible position at the negotiating table.
He called for continued support of Afghan security forces as they increase their own capabilities. Serbia's prime minister warned Wednesday any attempt to create a standing army in Kosovo could provoke military intervention. The Kosovo parliament is set to vote on the matter December 14th. The Philippines has arrested and is expected to deport 77-year-old American priest Kenneth Bernard Hendricks on a warrant for alleged sex crimes against altar boys. U.S. markets were closed Wednesday, a national day of mourning for the late President Bush, but U.S. stock futures tumbled after Canada arrested a top official of China's telecom giant, Huawei. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.